Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. I hope those bellies are full and those minds are ready for these starts and sits. Week 12, let's get it.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now. Tracifer, what's going on, my friend?
Man, I'm so full of turkey and dressing, and I'm ready to get those Black Friday sales on, boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get them deals, get them discounts, and don't forget to get them lineups ready, baby. We had some games yesterday, man, and we got some games coming this weekend. But before we get into those starts and sits, Trey, we got to get a word from our friends over at Manscaped.
That's right, guys. You know what time of year it is. Black Friday means big deals. And what better deal than keeping your balls decked this holiday season? Now, with the new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, included in this special sack is the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, the Weed Whacker 2.0 Ear and Nose Trimmer, Manscaped's Liquid Formulations, and two free gifts. And right now, you can get 25% off and free shipping Black Friday to Cyber Monday using our promo code SUPERFLEX20. So get your gift that keeps on giving at manscaped.com and keep yourself nice and tidy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Manscaped has got some banging deals for you for Black Friday, 25% off instead of the usual 20. So if there was ever a time to get you some good stuff, get them boys all cleaned up and nice for the holiday season. Like Trey said, use our promo code SUPERFLEX20, manscaped.com, baby.
Do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But we got some starts and sits. I know you're ready for this stuff right now, man. Let's go ahead and jump right into it, Trey, with the first game this week, the Buccaneers at the Colts.
Over under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Colts picked to win by 1.5, but not in my book. Ooh. Baker Mayfield's got a full stomach on some fresh turkey, and he's ready to gobble his way to the end zone.
Gobble, gobble, baby. I love it. Got to take the Buccaneers in this matchup, Trey. I'm going with you, my friend. Going with you. Let's go ahead and jump to some Buccaneers starts, okay? Baker Mayfield, start him up. Rashad White, this guy has been on fire. You got to start up old Rashad White. Mike Evans, another one that you just feel like you got to start. Chris Godwin, I know it's been a little rough, man, but I feel like if you're in a pinch, you could flex my boy Chris Godwin. And Cade Otton is playing 96% of the snaps. When it comes to a tight end, man, that's a guy that you want. It's somebody on the field all the time, Trey.
No doubt. I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Move to the Colts, man. Gardner Minshew, I got to say it. I really like him as a start, man. We've seen rookie quarterbacks come out and throw for records on this Tampa Bay defense, which pains me deep inside to say. Gardner Minshew, JT, Jonathan Taylor, start him up. But I think it's not going to be an amazing one. The defense, at the very least, can stop that run. I think JT does okay, but just keep that in mind when you're thinking about starting this guy up. Michael Pittman Jr., he's been doing really well also. Start him up. And I don't know about old Zach Moss. I think I'm done with the Zach Moss train, Trey.
Yeah, I think the Moss train is over, and I do agree with you that Tampa Bay's running defense is going to definitely damper the points Jonathan Taylor puts up. I still think he has a decent enough week to be startable, though.
I bet you hope he does, buddy, because you're playing him against me in the Battle of the Sexes league this week, Trey. So you hope. You hope.
You're right. You sure right.
Yes, sir. Buccaneers at Colts. Going to be a good one, Trey. Going to be a good one. Let's go ahead. Jump to the next game. We got the Patriots at the Giants.
Over-under for this game is 35 points. Vegas has the Patriots picked to win by 3. This is not a game I'm excited to watch, but I will take the Patriots defense to get the dub here.
Patriots defense on the dub. Tommy DeVito was, you know, doing some stuff, you know, fantasy-wise. Everybody said he kind of went off, but fantasy-wise, it really wasn't anything too amazing. Okay. I feel like you're right, buddy. You got to take the Patriots for the win here. Patriots defense, baby, step it up.
Jumping to my Patriots starting at the top, Ramondre Stevenson, you got to start this man up. DeMario Douglas, I think, is definitely a feasible start here for flex positions and things like that. And then the Patriots defense, I think, is a great stream this week. I had to mention that because there's a very short list.
Yeah.
And then my Giants starts, it's the same as last week. It's Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, Saquon. And then outside of some deep super flex leagues, Tommy DeVito maybe. But I think you're right.
Yeah, man. It's just we're too close to the playoffs to take any risks on some crazy people like that.
No, you're 100% right, buddy. 100% right. That was probably the quickest game we'll ever do, Trey. Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump to the next one then. Steelers at the Bengals.
Over-under for this game is 37 points. Vegas have the Steelers picked to win by 1. I like the Bengals. Mm. I think that even though Joe Burrow is not in this game, I think that the Bengals have what it takes on the offense to still pull off the victory.
Sure. Jake Browning coming in, quarterback in this group, against the Steelers, an offense that just really are not being able to put it together consistently. I got to go with you, bro. I think the Bengals, too. All Jake Browning has to do is get the balls in the hands of those playmakers, and I think the Bengals could take it, too, Trey. So I'm going to ride with you on the Bengals to take the dub in this game. But let's jump to some Steelers starts. As I was saying, consistency, not really their game. Jaylen Warren, got to start Jaylen Warren up. This guy has been ridiculous. Deontay Johnson kind of had a rough game last week, but I think you could probably start this guy up. And George Pickens, I think, actually does okay also. But be mindful, I know he's been on a downward slope, and it's scary to know when to start this guy, but I think this is a good matchup. Najee? I'm sitting Najee, Trey.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, you know, he's done a little bit, but not near as much as what you drafted him for. I'm definitely starting Warren over Najee if I had to make that decision.
Yep, 100%, buddy, 100%. Let's get to some Bengals starts, man. I think Jake Browning is going to surprise people, honestly. That Steelers defense is tough. I think Jake Browning surprises people again because of him getting the ball into playmakers' hands and getting things done that way. Speaking of the playmakers, man, I'm going to go to my start of the week, Joe Mixon. Mixing it up, my friend. Mixon has been on the rise as of lately. I just feel like, they're going to be doing the run game a lot. So, Joe Mixon, man, start that guy up. Jamar Chase, start him up. Tyler Boyd, I would flex him. T. Higgins, I am very, very doubtful that he will play. So, if he does play, I don't know if I'd start him up, man. Tyler Boyd, and that's only a flex in a deep league if T. Higgins is sitting, Trey.
Yeah, man, I can dig it. And, you know, with Joe Burrow out of this game, I think Joe Mixon is definitely going to get a lot more work. So I like that flex start of the week.
What about Joe Mama? How do you think Joe Mama does?
Joe Mama is going to get 2 catches for 15 yards and a touchdown.
Sounds about right, my friend. Sounds about right. Steelers, Bengals, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Let's go to the next one, buddy. Another a battle of teams who just haven't been putting it together. We've got the Panthers at the Titans.
Over-under for this game is 38 points. Vegas have the Titans picked to win by 4, which I think is the highest spread that the Titans have had this year. But I'm still going to take them. I'll take the Titans to get the dub here. The Panthers just aren't doing it, not putting it together. Another, you know, fairly short list of starts here, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear you, buddy. The Titans, I feel like they're going to be running a lot. Derrick Henry, I think, gets a good amount of work in this game. We saw Tony Pollard just kind of run over the Panthers last week. So I'm going to go Titans strictly on the run game. Will Levis, man, I think he needs a little more time to get things figured out. And that's why I'm going to take the Titans in this game, Trey.
But jumping into my Panthers starts, it's a real short list. It's Adam Thielen. Wow. And I think that, you know, it's still not amazing compared to what he was, but he's still putting up decent enough numbers to be flexible. But I'm not starting Chuba Hubbard or Miles Sanders. I know that, you know, they went back and forth on who's the best guy and who's the, getting the most work. And I just don't care. Either one of them, it's not enough for fantasy. So
I agree, buddy. I agree. It's rough because Miles Sanders, man, I really thought him being the main ball carrier, man, getting paid, that he was going to really step it up. We saw him last year do some things, but it just looked not very good, man.
Yeah, I know, man. It's sad because I really thought Miles Sanders hopping over there was going to take off. At the beginning of the year, it looked like it might be something, and then I don't know what changed, but it's not looking good. But jumping into my Titans starts, I think Will Levis is startable in super flex leagues against the Panthers. I just think he's going to put up enough numbers to make you happy. Derrick Henry is questionable with an ankle injury. I do think he's going to play. He had this injury last week. Just keep in mind and stay on top of the question mark. But go ahead and start him up if he plays. And DeAndre Hopkins as well, I think, is a good start in this game. But I'm not starting any other receiver on this team, not Burks, Akine, or Phillips.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, buddy. Makes sense. Yes, sir. Yeah, I almost forgot. I thought there's no way he's already went through both teams, but yeah, I forgot Adam Thielen and the Panthers, man. So, wow, yeah, Panthers.
Sad games.
Yeah. Man, you got lucky with your starts and sits this week, my friend. Panthers, Titans, maybe. I think it'll be a little better than we feel like it's going to be, hopefully, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Let's go ahead and move on to our Manscaped Game of the Week. Yes, sir. Jaguars at the Texans.
Over-under for this game is 45 points. Vegas has the Jaguars picked to win by one. And would it surprise you if I told you the Texans have won 10 of the 11 last matchups against the Jaguars?
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me only because the Jaguars have been so terrible for so long.
So have the Texans, though.
Yeah, exactly. I guess the battle of the terrible teams in past years, this year, the Manscaped Game of the Week, Trey.
No doubt, man. I'm excited. I do think the Texans get the dub here, though.
Yeah, I'm going to ride that train with you, my friend. CJ Stroud has just been incredible, man. I'm loving what I'm seeing from this kid. And that just goes to show you, as far as the test-taking skills, all the questions that they had at the beginning of the year, CJ Stroud has proven them all wrong.
No doubt.
But let's go ahead and get to some Jaguars starts. I do think this is going to be an insane offensive battle, maybe a shootout, Trey. I will love to see that. So I'm starting Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, Christian Kirk, my guy. Start him up. I think Calvin Ridley is an okay start in this game, man. We saw him do good last week. Hopefully he can keep that thing going. Evan Ingram, it hasn't been incredible as we thought it was going to be. And by we, I mean me, Evan Ingram, but he's doing enough to be, you know, fantasy relevant as a tight end, Trey.
Yeah, man, Calvin Ridley, you know, I think this is last week he had a good game, but I think this week is another game script that's going to excel him towards the end zone. So I like it a lot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Move to some Texan starts. If you're not starting CJ Stroud these days, then I don't know what you're doing. Start that guy up. Damian Pierce, welcome back. I like it. Start him up, but keep in mind, I just think he can run on them Jaguars. And Singletary, probably start him up too, man. Why not? Throw him out there. You don't agree with that, do you?
I'm still starting Singletary over Pierce.
Okay. Well, I don't hate it. You never know. Start Tank Dell, my guy, tearing it up. CJ Stroud, Tank Dell. There's just some chemistry rolling there, baby, and I love to see it. Nico Collins, another one of my guys. Start him up. Dalton Schultz, start him up. Noah Brown. It's looking like he's going to need another week to recover. I'm thinking he's not going to play. So if he does play, I feel like you could flex him. I just think they've got enough receivers that they've been working with that Noah Brown could take another week to recover, Trey.
If you'd have told me last year that next year we're going to want to start every offensive player on the Texans, I would not believe you.
Literally, as I'm doing these notes, is what I'm thinking, Trey. It's insane, my friend.
Wild, wild, but exciting game nonetheless.
So do you think Damian Pierce is an okay start?
I think that he's flexible. I think he's going to get enough work, but I do think Singletary is going to outpace him for sure on the field.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, if you were with us last week, we gave away a Devin Singletary signed jersey. So don't forget to hit that like button. Subscribe to your boys here on Fourth and Flex, man. And you can find out how you can win plenty of good stuff right here, my friend.
Do it.
Do it indeed. Do it indeed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jaguars, Texans. Game of the week. Gonna be a banger, my friend. Gonna be a banger. But let's go ahead and move on to the next game this week. Division matchups all around this place, buddy. Moving on to the Saints at the Falcons.
Over under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas have the Saints picked to win by one. And you know what? I'm riding with it.
Riding with the Saints. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go with you, buddy. It's tough. It's tough because I could feel like both of these teams could figure it out, but I feel like the Saints are a little more of a complete team, so let's ride with the Saints, Trey. I like it.
Jumping into my Saints starts, we've got Derek Carr. He is questionable. I think he's going to play. If he does, I think you start him in this game. Alvin Kamara, this dude has been a menace since he returned. You've got to start him up. Chris Olave is going to definitely rise in this game with Michael Thomas being on IR. So you start him up. I like to start Taysom Hill this week. I think this is a good matchup for Taysom Hill. The Falcons and how their defense works, they're going to try to throw some curveballs at him, and that curveball is Taysom Hill.
Okay.
And also, A.T. Perry filling in for Michael Thomas. I think he's flex-worthy.
A.T. Perry, a name that just kind of popped up out of nowhere. But, yeah, buddy, I mean, I think you could maybe throw him in as a flex. What about Rashid Shaheed? You think A.T. Perry's the guy, huh?
I think so. I think A.T. Perry has a better game than Rashid Shaheed. I would rather start Perry.
Yeah, Rashid Shaheed has kind of been on another downward slope, made it to the waiver wire list, but it's just, you know, you never know with this guy, and it's too risky to figure out.
No doubt, no doubt. But jumping to my Falcons starts, Bijan Robinson. I know it's been rough, but I think this is a great week to start him up. Desmond Ridder's back at behind center, and I think this team and Arthur Smith need to figure out how to use Bijan Robinson. They had a bye week to do it. I think they did. Hopefully, you know, everybody fingers crossed that owns Bijan because we need this dude to go crazy. I think he will in this game. And then I'm back to starting Jonnu Smith with Ridder back in the game and maybe even flexing Kyle Pitts.
Whoa, okay, okay. Listen to you flexing old Kyle Pitts, man.
No, I'm not. I'm telling people that they can.
Yes, old Kyle Pitts, man. I seen him floating around on a waiver wire in a few places, man, and I get it. I get it, Trey.
Not my cup of tea.
You are not a tea drinker these days, are you, buddy?
No,
sirree. But Saints-Falcons division matchup, whoever loses hopefully goes down and the Buccaneers go up. So let's go ahead and move to the next game, Trey. Another division matchup. We got the Rams at the Cardinals.
Over-under for this game is 46.5 points. Vegas have the Rams picked to win by 2.5. And I'm trying to think of my history of the Rams and Cardinals. I'm pretty sure the Rams continuously get the dub here, so I'll follow with that.
The Rams do tend to lean more on the victory side of this thing. But I'm taking the Cardinals in this game, my friend. A lot of injuries on the Rams. But I don't think it hinders them too much. But I just think that Kyler Murray's got a little something to prove. So I'm taking the Cardinals. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moving on to some Rams starts. Matthew Stafford, I think you could start him up. Kyren Williams, welcome back, my friend. Coming off IR and jumping back on to our start lists. Cooper Kupp, I think Cooper Kupp will sit this game the way he was grimacing on the sideline. Man, I just don't see him coming back that fast. I mean, I could see it happening, but I'm thinking Cooper Kupp's going to not play in this match. So for that reason, you're starting Puka Nacua is a smash start if Coop does sit. Tyler Higbee in a pinch, I think, would be worth a start, especially if Cooper Kupp is out, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like it. I like it a lot. You know, I hope Cooper Kupp plays, but if he doesn't, you know, your boy's going to go crazy over there.
Yes, sir. You already know, buddy. You already know. Get to some Cardinals starts. Kyler Murray, start him up. James Conner slowly trucking his way back. Bring it on. Had a decent game last week. I think it's a good game this week as well. Let's see. Trey McBride, start him up. This guy has been awesome, but I'm not really trusting any of the receivers on the Cardinals just yet. I'm not willing to risk it this close to the playoffs, Trey.
I agree completely, but I love me some McBride, baby.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I believe me and you playing this week. We got Dalton Schultz versus McBride. We got a little side bet on some action there, Trey. I guess we'll see what happens.
We sure will.
Let's go ahead and keep it jumping to the next game. We got the Browns at the Broncos.
Over-under for this game is 36.5 points, and Vegas have the Broncos picked to win by one. And crazy enough, I'll take it. Give me the Broncos to keep it going.
I agree. The Broncos just on a roll lately. I do think this is going to be a big division or a defensive matchup. But I think the Broncos come away with the win as well, Trey.
Yeah, man. But getting into my Browns starts, Jerome Ford, you got to start this dude up. He's been on fire. Amari Cooper, I think you can start up in this game. And Elijah Moore, I think both are startable in this game. Along with David Njoku, who has just, you know, been casually that guy that you needed at tight end. And then Kareem Hunt will get you 9 points. So if that's what you need, start him up.
I will take those 9 points, my friend. I got him in a flex spot in one of my leagues, and he's been hanging out there for a couple weeks, so I'll take it. I'll take that action, Trey.
But jumping to my Broncos starts, you got to start Russell Wilson up. Javonte Williams is doing his thing. And then Cortland Sutton just happens to get a touchdown, what, every week?
Yeah, it sure seems like it, man.
I mean, he's going to have the new CMC streak going, you know.
We'll see.
But I'm still not starting Judy or Marvin Mims in this game. I just, it's too volatile for me.
Yeah, no, I agree. Jerry Jeudy is another guy I've been seeing floating around waivers. Just kind of crazy, man. Jeudy in the past, I assume Jeudy was going to do the same thing he did last year, and that's, you know, suck it up a little bit on the beginning of the season and then bring it back towards the end. It just doesn't seem to be happening with the Broncos on a win streak. Still, Jeudy not doing it. I think that you could definitely count on Jeudy being on a new team next year, Trey.
Oh, yeah, I agree completely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Browns, Broncos defense. Let's go. Moving on to the next game. A candidate for the Manscaped game of the week, but just didn't quite do it for us. We've got the Bills at the Eagles.
Over under for this game is 47.5 points. Vegas have the Eagles picked to win by 3.5. I'll take it.
Yeah, I know you will, buddy. I know you will. I think I want to take the Bills so bad. I just want it. I feel like if the Bills are firing on all cylinders, which hasn't really been happening as much lately, I feel like they could definitely take this game. You know what? Give me the Bills for the upset. I'm taking the Bills, Trey.
As long as you know it's an upset.
I mean, you'll be upset if the Eagles lose.
Just a little.
Are you wearing green on purpose? Don't put those wings down. Not on this show. Not on this show. But let's jump to some Bills starts in this game. Josh Allen, QB1 in some format. Start him up. James Cook had a great week last week. Hopefully this guy keeps it going because we need it, Trey. James Cook, start him up. Stephon Diggs, I know it's looked rough, but you got to keep starting this guy because you never know when his time is coming. And I think you could flex Gabe Davis in this game and Khalil Shakir. I think both of these guys has some flex appeal this week against the Eagles. And Dalton Kincaid, man, this guy has been just traveling up and up, trending up on the I think he's like tied in 6 or something like that in some leagues, Dalton Kincaid, and he really didn't get started till like week 4 or 5, man. So I'm loving seeing what I'm seeing from this kid, and I think he's going to be something special, Trey.
Yeah, man, I love me some Kincaid. I will say, though, the last 2 weeks I've said Diggs was not going to have a good week, and he hasn't. I'm going to continue with that. I think big play Slay shuts him down.
Oh, man, if that is true, then I think Gabe Davis does do great if that's the case, just because Stephon Diggs will be getting shut down. If what you say is true.
I like Khalil Shakir.
Yes, sir. Go to the Eagles. Starts Jalen Hurts. Start him up. DeAndre Swift has an ankle injury, but I'm pretty sure this guy's going to play through it. Start DeAndre Swift. A.J. Brown. I know last week he only got one catch for 8 yards, but I don't see that going again. Let's see. Devonta Smith, another guy I think that's on the rise. Start him up, Trey.
Yeah, man, definitely. You got to flex Devonta Smith, and I do think A.J. Brown has a major comeback game this week.
Yeah, no, it's bound to happen, dude. This guy is just too good, Trey, too good. Bills-Eagles, going to be a good one, buddy. Let's go to the next game, though. Another division matchup, Chiefs at the Raiders.
Over-under for this game is 45 points. Vegas have the Chiefs picked to win by 10. And I know the last 3 weeks, whoever's played the Raiders have been picked to win by 10, and I don't think any of them have won by that much. So give me the Chiefs to win by less than 10.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs come back. I just don't see Aiden O'Connell going battling one-on-one with old Patrick Mahomes and coming out the winner, you know?
I agree completely. And they're, you know, the Chiefs are super upset from the devastating loss on Monday night. So they're coming back with a vengeance and they're ready to go. And they're going to do what Mahomes is going to do, whatever it takes to get the dub here.
I seen a thing, man, and I don't know if it was true or one of those fake ones, but Marquez Valdez-Scantling, was he let go?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I don't know if it was, you know, people have been.
I'm sure that was just trolling because he dropped that game winner. But
yeah, because they're mad that homeboy dropped that pass. But yeah, man, yeah.
Sad day. But jumping into my Chiefs starts, starting off at the top, you got to start Patrick Mahomes. Isaiah Pacheco, you got to start him. And Travis Kelce, you got to start him. And now we have a receiver that I'm willing to start on this team and is actually my start of the week. That's Justin Watson, baby.
Ooh, Justin Watson, start of the week. I'm feeling it, brother. I'm feeling it. Hey, do you know where he came from?
Tampa?
You're darn tootin', my friend. Darn tootin'.
But, yeah, so Justin Watson's really the only receiver I want to start on this team. You know, Mahomes really was pegging him with targets last week, and everybody else was dropping the ball. So I like me some Justin Watson to get out there and get it done.
Yes, sir.
Moving on to my Raiders starts, Josh Jacobs, start him up. Davante Adams, start him up. Jacoby Myers, I think, is still flexible, but really only in PPR formats. It's just not a lot of what we want out of Jacoby Myers, but it's still manageable if you need some help.
Yeah, yeah. Jacoby Myers, man, really started off with a bang, man. And it's just been very disappointing to see him slowly drop with Jimmy G there. Jimmy's seen him open all the time. Aiden O'Connell still trying to figure it out. I feel like with Aiden O'Connell, it's Jacoby Myers is like the third read, and maybe he just doesn't quite get there. You know what I mean? And that's why Jacoby's not really getting the action he was getting in the beginning, Trey.
Right, right. And then Michael Mayer will get you 8 to 10 points. So if that's what you want out of your tight end, start him up.
I mean, 8 to 10 points from a tight end, that sounds like a win to me, buddy.
No doubt.
Chiefs, Raiders, one of those games that you are just kind of always excited about. We've seen the Raiders take the dub from them when nobody expected it, when they were a Super Bowl contending team, which they still are. But I just feel like that wide receiver core has got some work to do, my friend.
Definitely.
They need to go on the waiver wire and find somebody, my friend.
For sure.
But let's hop to the next game. It's Sunday Night Football. This week, we've got the Ravens at the Chargers.
Over-under for this game is 45 points. Vegas have the Ravens picked to win by 4.5. And, you know, I actually like the Chargers to get the dub here. I the Chargers have failed a lot of wins in the very end in the fourth quarter. but I think that they can actually keep the lead going in this game. And I think the Chargers come back and shut down the Ravens.
Okay. Yeah, buddy. You just do not like picking the Ravens, do you? Ever.
I sure don't.
The Chargers, you're like, they always lose it in the end. But with this game, they actually take it.
Hey, look, the way I see it is for some reason, I always root against the Ravens, but I'm just thinking in my head, like, if it was the Ravens at the Cowboys, I think I would take the Ravens.
Okay, well, that's just easy money right there. Easy money. Let's get to some Ravens starts in this game. Lamar Jackson, he's been up and down throughout the year, but he's been decently consistent. He's had a couple of rough games, but I think this is a good one for him, man. I think this is going to be a offensive battle, my friend, and I think it's going to be a good one. Gus Edwards, you could start him up. Zay Flowers, the rookie, start him up. And I think it would be pretty likely if you'd start Isaiah Likely.
Yeah, I think Isaiah Likely is going to have a great game. But there's just this team is so up and down, man. You know, Lamar, he looks like himself, and then he looks like somebody else. And it's just, I don't know. It's not enough for me to take them.
Would you go Jared Goff or Lamar Jackson?
Oh, that's tough, man. It's really tough. But I would probably have to go Jared Goff.
It's funny because that's my options going against you. I just want to see who you would start against yourself, my friend.
I like it.
Let's get to some Chargers starts in this game. Justin Herbert, he's up there on the QB list. He's in the top five, I believe. So Justin Herbert keeps starting this guy up. Austin Eckler, he's been a little rough. You know, he's had some good games. He's had some bad games. But I think this will be one of the better games. Start Austin Eckler up. Keenan Allen, bro, this guy has been just a menace to fantasy teams. It feels like I'm playing this guy every week. So Keenan Allen, keep starting him up, especially if you're playing me, apparently. Gerald Everett, if he plays, I like him as a decent start, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like it. And then Keenan Allen, just doing what Keenan Allen does, man, you know, showing that just because you're a little older don't mean you can't be great for fantasy.
It's just the injury, man. I wish I would have got a few more shares of Keenan Allen this year, but this just the injury history just scares me.
No doubt. I feel that.
But Ravens, Chargers, Sunday Night Football, I really do think that's going to be a good one, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Let's get to Monday Night Football. We've got the Bears versus the Vikings in Minnesota.
Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. Vegas have the Vikings picked to win by 3.5. And you know I'm rolling with Dobbs in this game, boy. Give me the Vikings to get the dub here.
I'm taking the Bears, my friend. Taking the Bears, but I'm not super, super happy about it. I mean, I think the Bears have this weird thing that they've been doing where they're like, we're doing good. We're starting hard. We're getting it. And then as soon as the game starts to get a little real, they just drop it, man. But I think they can take the Vikings in this matchup.
I think that they have the opportunity. I just have this Vikings offense has just been on such a climb with all the changes that have happened, and they're still producing. So I like to ride with the train.
And ride it we shall, buddy. Ride it we shall.
But jumping into my Bears starts, you got to start up Justin Fields. You got to start up DJ Moore. I think Khalil Herbert has a better week, but I still think he's just flex worthy right now. We need to see him do more when he come back from IR. But I think you can go ahead and flex him this week. And then Cole Kmet, you got to start this tight end up. I mean, he's silently been great all year.
Yeah, he has, buddy. Especially when Justin Fields is in the game, Cole Kmet does amazing things,
But jumping into my Vikings starts, Joshua Dobbs got to start this man up. Alexander Mattison sounds like he's good to go, ready to play. Start him up. But I still think you can flex Ty Chandler this week. And then Jordan Addison, I think, is startable. TJ Hockenson, you know you got to start that man up. And if you want to take a dart throw, throw Josh Oliver in there.
Okay, old Josh Oliver. What about KJ Osborne? Anything with that guy?
I don't want to start him this week, man. You know, he's one of those guys that I keep on my bench because, you know, every now and then he can have a good week. And most weeks he gets eight-ish points, you know. And if that's something I'm desperately needing, I'll throw him in there. But this week I don't need it.
Okay. Bears, Vikings, Monday Night Football. I'm excited about that one. I really am. I don't know what it is, man. I love watching the Bears play, and maybe it's because I got so much fantasy, shares, yeah, in that team. So the Bears, man, I think they could take it, Trey.
I agree.
Guys, if you love some of the fantasy advice you're getting here and you want to help support your boys, check out our Patreon, my friends. Right now we are on Patreon, patreon.com/4thandflex. Join your friends over here, man. Get in some one-on-one conversations and get to the fantasy playoffs. And also, something that I just feel like I have to mention, Trey.
We got merch.
We got some good merch too, man. All kinds of things to slap that logo on. We got one where it's half my face, half Trey's face. If you want to see what that looks like, check it out down in the description of this video. Just good stuff, man, and just a lot of support for your boys. Another way to support your boys is just to simply hit the like button. It's free. It helps. And don't forget to subscribe, because why not?
Why not? Indeed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Guys, just want to say happy Thanksgiving from your boys here at Fourth and Flex. I hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving. Lots of family time, lots of stuffing, just sitting there watching some good football, Trey.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.